Revelation chapter 8, the nuclear war. The nations trembled as Jesus' voice thundered across the earth, his words echoing through the valleys and mountains, a harbinger of divine wrath. The people listened in fear and awe, their hearts heavy with the weight of his anger. Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Jesus' voice boomed like a clap of thunder, commanding the attention of all who dwelled on the earth. The heavens themselves seemed to quiver at his words, the very air crackling with tension. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all that comes out of it. His voice carried a note of finality, a declaration of judgment that brooked no argument. The nations held their breath, awaiting his verdict with bated breath. The Jesus is angry with all nations. His wrath is on all their armies. The skies darkened as he spoke, a storm brewing on the horizon as if in response to his fury. The armies of the world cowered before his divine wrath, their weapons useless against the might of his power. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. The ground shook beneath their feet, a tremor signaling the impending doom that awaited the nations. The stench of death hung heavy in the air, a grim reminder of the price of disobedience. Their slain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will stink. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. The earth groaned under the weight of their sin, the blood of the fallen staining the land crimson with guilt and shame. The rivers ran red with the blood of the wicked, a testament to their folly and arrogance. All the stars in the sky will be dissolved, and the heavens rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. The celestial bodies themselves trembled at his words, their light dimming in anticipation of the end times. The universe seemed to hold its breath, awaiting the final reckoning that would shake the very foundations of creation. Origins and development. During World War II, major scientific breakthroughs led to the development of nuclear weapons. The United Kingdom initiated the world's first nuclear weapons research project, codenamed Tube Alloys, in 1941. The United States, collaborating with the UK and Canada, launched the Manhattan Project in 1942 to build a weapon using nuclear fission. In August 1945, the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, marking the only use of nuclear weapons in hostilities to date. These bombings had devastating effects on the cities and their populations. Types of nuclear weapons. Fission weapons, atomic bombs. These rely on nuclear fission, where the nucleus of a fissile atom, such as enriched uranium, absorbs a neutron, becomes unstable, and splits into two new atoms. The energy released is enormous. Fusion weapons, hydrogen bombs. Also known as thermonuclear bombs, these combine nuclear fusion and fission reactions. Fusion weapons release energy through the fusion of hydrogen isotopes, resulting in even greater destructive power. Destructive power. The significance of nuclear weapons can be understood by terms like kiloton, 1,000 tons, and megaton, 1,000,000 tons, which describe their blast energy in equivalent weights of conventional explosive TNT. For instance, the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima contained only about 64 kg, 140 pounds of highly enriched uranium, but released energy equivalent to about 15 kilotons of chemical explosive. The immediate effects included a shock wave, intense heat, and lethal ionizing radiation. Global impact and dangers. Proliferation. The number of states with nuclear capabilities has grown over time. Countries like the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, China, India, Pakistan, and North Korea possess nuclear weapons. Deterrence and brinkmanship. Nuclear weapons have shaped international relations, leading to strategies of deterrence and brinkmanship. Ethical concerns. The ethical implications of possessing and potentially using nuclear weapons remain a topic of debate. Humanitarian consequences, the potential for large-scale destruction, long-lasting radiation effects, and the risk of accidental or intentional use pose significant dangers to the world population. In summary, nuclear weapons represent immense power, but their existence also carries immense responsibility and risks. As Jesus' voice faded into the echoes of the world, a new chapter unfolded in the annals of human history. In the aftermath of World War II, a chilling revelation dawned upon mankind: the power to wield destruction on a scale never before imagined. The veil of innocence had been lifted, revealing a Pandora's box of unparalleled devastation. Amidst the ruins of war-torn nations, the specter of nuclear weapons loomed large, casting a shadow that stretched across the globe. The whispers of fear and awe swept through the populace as the world grappled with the newfound reality of mankind's capability for annihilation. In laboratories shrouded in secrecy, scientists toiled tirelessly to unlock the mysteries of the atom, delving into realms once thought untouchable. The seeds of destruction sown during the Manhattan Project bore bitter fruit as the first atomic bombs were unleashed upon Hiroshima and Nagasaki, forever altering the course of history. The world watched in horror as mushroom clouds blossomed over the cities, their ominous tendrils reaching for the heavens in a macabre dance of death. The destructive power unleashed by these weapons was unlike anything ever witnessed, leaving scars on the land and souls of those who survived. Fission and fusion, two sides of the same coin, each holding within its core the promise of untold devastation. The atomic bomb's thunderous roar echoed through time, a stark reminder of humanity's capacity for both creation and destruction. The balance of power shifted in an instant, as nations raced to claim their seat at the table of nuclear supremacy. The Cold War that followed bore witness to a deadly dance of deterrence and brinkmanship, where the slightest misstep could spell disaster for all. As the world grappled with the ethical quandaries posed by these weapons of mass destruction, a sobering truth emerged. The line between salvation and damnation had blurred into obscurity. The shadows cast by Hiroshima and Nagasaki stretched far and wide, a stark reminder of the price humanity paid for playing God. And so, as the dust settled and the echoes of devastation faded into silence, one truth remained etched in the annals of time. The age of nuclear weapons had dawned, forever altering the course of human civilization. The death toll is 2 billion. It's a shame people didn't surrender to Christ, but held their confidence in weapons that destroy the foundations of the earth.